With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Ranchers are always looking at opportunities to make a few more dollars in the coming years. Increasing beef demand means good prices for retail beef, which will, like water, trickle down to reward every sector of the beef supply chain, including the live cattle producers. But will that same trickle down have a long-term effect? David Stallings is with the USDA and talks about U.S. beef production over the next 10 years.
We do have rising corn prices for about the first half of the projection period. And that's going to contribute to a decreasing beef cattle feed price ratio, which you would expect would mean that would reduce production incentives for cattle producers. But despite the fact that cattle numbers are expected to decline over the middle part of our projection horizon, we do have increased slaughter weights, which will increase beef production. Not sharply increased beef production. We're talking about, 1% a year. But rising from about 28 billion pounds this year to 30 billion by 2028.
In the short term, while beef, pork, and poultry production are forecast record highs in 2019, beef appears to be the most likely to hold its value. U.S. cattle inventory has been expanding since it bottomed out in 2014, but the growth trend is slowing, and some project 2019 or 2020 to be the last year of growth in that cycle. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.